Moncrief on News Talk.
With the all-new Dacia Duster. We've even impressed ourselves with this one.
53106 is our text number. That will cost you 30 cents. Mairead Lavery from the Farmers Journal joins us once again. Afternoon, Mairead.
Good afternoon, John.
It is silage time.
Yes, it is. Yeah, the everything's on the road. All the rigs are out and the silage is getting cut. And, you know, just people think like the green you make silage and it's as simple as that. But think about making a batch of scones or even boiling an egg at home. Do you get it to turn out exactly the same every single time? No, you don't. And it's the same with silage. And we've had great weather, except for last Friday night where we had an absolute nightmare of a windstorm. But great weather down this side of the country. And that's encouraged the seed heads to come out on the grass. And once they start to appear, the grass, the digestibility and the feeding value of the grass actually starts to decline. And once the heads start coming out, if you left the grass for 2 more weeks before cutting it and starting to make the silage, you'd end up costing yourself an awful lot of money. They reckon that to feed 40 store cattle, you'd have to replace it with 2,250 euros worth of concentrate feed. Just because the heads of the grass have come out a little bit earlier, you're not quite ready to cut it, you've had to leave it for 2 weeks, and this digestibility factor and the feed content declines. And that's what it costs you, just for that little delay.
Crikey. Right, so it is a delicate matter of timing.
It's a very delicate matter. Like even, for instance, when do you mow silage? You know, you think early in the morning, what's wrong with that? But no, the sugars aren't up in the grasses. Actually, the best time if you can possibly mow grass is in the afternoon, late afternoon, after lunchtime. So just little things like that make sure that you have good silage, because this is the stuff you're going to be depending on to keep your animals healthy and well all through the winter. And the better quality it is, like there's like on a scale of 1 to 100, you know, you can get silage. You can get stuff that actually is like vinegar and full of rushes and rubbish and no good for anybody. Mm. And then you can get absolutely perfectly made at the other end. But when it's wrapped up in black plastic, you can't know that until you actually open the black plastic and see what you've got. So that's if you're buying it in. But for farmers on the farm themselves, the quality is in their hands. And we've got good weather forecast, so it should lead to really excellent quality being made this year.
Yeah, because it seems like this week's going to be very good. Would a week of good weather make all the difference?
Well, it would make good weather if you're ready to, people are, they decide they're going to do a bit of extra work down on the pit, put down a bit more concrete or do some job, and of course it's not finished, and then the builder or whoever isn't going to be there to do it for 3 days because he's gone on holidays or he mightn't be gone on holidays now, but he's out of circulation, and here you're held up and you can't do the job. So there's a multitude of reasons why everything doesn't run like clockwork, and it's when that doesn't happen or when things go wrong that you feel the cost in your pocket come next winter. 150-day winter where the livestock are indoors, depending on the crops of silage that you made for them during the summertime. 40 of them, young stock, you're talking about an extra €2,250 in concentrate feed when you could have been feeding them the best of silage if you'd made it at the right time and done the right thing.
Right.
So there's no excuse really with the weather at this moment. The only thing that's happened, the only thing that's stopping people are maybe there's not enough contractors or there's too many people trying to get it all done at the one time. Or they spread out fertilizer and the grass hasn't utilized all the fertilizer and you can't cut for silage until all the fertilizer has been utilized by the grass.
Yeah. Now, the IFA has been critical of TikTok.
Well, it's not just that. The whole country on the farming front has been, there have been words used that I haven't heard so many. They're not quite expletives, but they're not too far from it. Absolute disgrace, alarming behaviour, grossly irresponsible, childish, no common sense. People, giving out like mad about this new kind of crack that started with youngsters who are driving silage rigs, probably most of them, or working with machinery on farms. Now, a couple of years ago, if you got a mixtape to sit and accompany you on the tractor as you were making silage, you were doing well. And then the crack was that you got a call out on the local radio station. And literally a lot of the local radio stations, especially the for younger listeners, They were following where the rigs were going, and there was just all this kind of back and forth between the radio station and the different silage rigs. Anyway, now what's going on, and it's not all silage rigs, and it wouldn't be fair to blame them, but youngsters are taking part in really outrageously dangerous acts and putting them up on video or putting them up on TikTok as having a bit of fun. Now, I'm fierce conscious at the moment that, you know, somewhere in Ireland in a car or somebody listening to this or at home in the kitchen and they've lost somebody recently. We've had 8 farm deaths, including a number of children, so far this year because of farm accidents. Mm. And the farm accidents are a totally different thing to what this carry-on is. Like, you have youngsters, young lads, sitting in the back of a digger, the bucket of a digger, as it's spun around at speed. Now, you know what those things are like, that you get up in the playgrounds and you twirl them and you move fast. But can you imagine what it's like to be in the back of a digger or in the bucket of a digger as it's being spun fast?
Oh, God, yeah.
Standing on top of machinery that's actually harvesting silage. You're standing on top of the tractor.
Mm.
Using quads to go up very steep banks. And there's one video up there of a quad going up a bank and falling back. I mean, the guy has no helmet or anything. Like, talk about, there's been a complete and utter barrage of complaint against TikTok for putting up these videos or allowing them there. Now, to be fair to them, they are saying that they're going to review the situation, and it's not, they wouldn't allow any content that encourages or replicates dangerous challenges and that might cause injury. So hopefully they'll do something about it. But the HSE are up in war about it, or the HSA rather, the Health and Safety Authority. And so too are the Gardaí, because a lot of this is taking place on public roads. I mean, you're talking about people being driven home in the book of the tractors. You're talking about tractors passing each other out on roads. Like, it's outrageous behaviour. It's scandalous behaviour. All the farm organisations are out against it. And Paul Daly of Fianna Fáil has just issued a statement as well, calling it alarming behaviour and asking TikTok to remove the videos at once.
Yeah.
But every summer there's something like this goes on. Or, you know, there's a kind of a fad that happens. This year, it's putting dangerous videos up on TikTok. And seemingly the Health and Safety Authority feel they will be able to identify the vehicles and the locations because of the social media posts.
And also, so, I suppose, it's a warning for people to look out as well if there's young people around the farm and what machinery they have access to and all the rest of it. Mairead, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That's Mairead Lavery there from the Farmers Journal. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Moncrief on News Talk
with the all-new Dacia Duster. We've even impressed ourselves with this one.